My name is Roma Levin, and the project is called Out of Print, and it's a collaboration between me, James Cuddy, Danilo De Cuia, and Goldsmiths Design students. We are at number 4 Cromwell Place, part of Brompton Design District. So Out of Print is an interactive installation that explores our relationship with digital media, and the project itself has got two sides to it. There's a digital side, and there's a traditional print making side, and the project itself is the overlap of the two. So everything you see here has been custom made for the project. So starting from the letterpress that's been built from scratch, down to the type that's been custom designed and built for the project. And the heart of the installation is the digital app. I think I guess the best way to understand the process actually have a go on the app. You put in your name, your Twitter name, or if you don't have a Twitter account, just your name, then you press OK. Then you select your news sources, a minimum of 2 and up to any of the list of BBC, Daily Mail, Daily Express, NME, The Sun, etc. Hit OK. So the way the app works, after you press OK, it updates itself by downloading the most currently trending news. So here, if you see the words that seem to be quite random are in fact actually part of the currently trending news at the moment. So you see that these are the sources that you've picked, and the words are from the headlines from those news sources. So by clicking Get More Headlines, you can carry on playing with it until you're happy with the result. And then you send the headline to print. It gets added to a print queue over there, and then we print it and exhibit it live in the space. And so everything you see around you has actually been done by visitors, so it's a user-generated installation, essentially. You keep on going because the kind of the news, it keeps on downloading the news that appear on those sources that you've picked. So yeah, so this way you get the results like Kanye hopes to convert assholes, Boris is online, That Gap reveals a direct reference. So some of them are quite obscure, some of them quite funny, some of them quite profound. And essentially what the app does, it reads 10 news sources at the same time. What it emulates is the bombardment of kind of, we have so many sources of information that we consume, that we, by trying to consume ever more, we actually end up understanding less. And that's what the software is really all about. So that was kind of the heart of the project, really.